Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session.
Good evening, everyone, to another session of Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101. I'm one of your hosts, Robin Seegers, and the other host is...
Roy Seegers.
Listen, I thought you had to figure out your name. Give me pause.
I did, you know. I'm looking at it right on the sheet of paper.
Okay. All right, now let's get serious. What you had to say?
Well, I want to let people know that Gifted Generation has a lot to offer, and we want to share our mission and what services we provide. So stay tuned towards the end of this podcast to learn all about what we have to offer. But we are mission-oriented, and we want to be able to help you out with your finances. That's something me and Robin, we are just so eager to do. So check us out towards the end of the podcast, and you can hear more about our services. Over to you, Robin.
Thank you. This session is about tracking your spending.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again, tracking your spending. Why should you track your spending? That will help you manage your money better. You should always know what money you have coming in and what money you have going out.
Right.
And
it has a lot to do with why checks bounce or why people go broke or short of money. Things just fall short is because they don't do a great job of tracking what they have.
Right. They're spending, but they're not paying attention money that they're, where they're spending their money. And this is something Elroy and I did when we were, the boys were young. We were, they were in elementary school. And he gave me 20 and he had 20. And he said, let's see who will have how much at the end of the week. And at the end of the week, guess what? He still had his 20, but mine was gone. And I could not tell you what I spent it on. And I had no clue, didn't have receipts, nothing. And that was eye-opening, because a lot of people say, once I break this 100, it just disappears. I don't know what I'm spending it on. Or once I break this 20, I spend it, and I have nothing to show for it. And you should be tracking your money. I wouldn't say, some people do it daily, but definitely weekly.
Reconcile your statements, reconcile with your receipts, what you have, be it on a paper or Excel spreadsheet. You know, and you get your statement, you can go online. I mean, there's... One thing about finance is something you have to be in tune with.
Right.
You know, you just can't just let it just go and do its own thing, because letting it go and do its own things means that you're going to spend your money, and next thing you know, you'll be like, wait a minute, I'm short. How did I become short? Because you're not paying attention to what's in your account. I'm glad you said that today, because I was working with a client and I said, this is happened today. She said, I asked her, I said, how much do you know yesterday? She said, I said, how much do you have in your account? What's your balance? And she's getting texts now every day to remind her of her balance, because she was letting things just get out of whack. And she gave me an amount, and just say $3,000. I said, okay. I was like, wow, a little bit more than I thought, you know, paying all the bills. And then later in the day, she said, oh, I made a mistake. I actually have pending $2,200. So that told me right there, she is not actually writing down stuff as she's sending her money out. Because if she was, she would have said, okay, I know my checks have not cleared, my bills are not cleared, I have $2,200. That told me instantly she is not tracking her money. I said, wow, she's not tracking her money. Because you would know that's pending, not what's in my account, but what I say that's going out, because it takes time for things to clear.
Right.
So I'm like, you're not tracking your money? Don't rely on the text or your balance, but you should know exactly how much you have on any given day in your account. If you write a check today and you take out $500 from $3,000, you should know I only have $2,500 left. I'll go online and still say $3,000. I can't let $3,000 be where I have to spend. No, you know, because you wrote a $500 check. That is the disconnection with a lot of people, that pending amount that people take for granted that is not obvious. They think, oh, whatever's on my statement, that's what I have. Wrong. It's that pending amount. And right. You should know what you have to spend. I was like, man, I got to work on that too. You know?
Right, right. You know. Because Elroy said several ways to track your money. Look at your bank statements. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to wait a month out to get your bank statement. No, you could actually go on, log on to your account, go online and look at where you spent your money, because those codes on those line items tell you the stores. It will tell you the store that you, a code for that store. It'll give you like the first few letters of the name of the store, if not the whole name. So you can see where you spent your money. Also, your receipts. Mm-hmm. Get all your receipts. Mm-hmm. And then maybe have an envelope system where you put in, okay, this was a gas receipt. This was a food receipt. This was a restaurant receipt. This was buying shoes. Have envelopes to put them in categories. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the week, look where you spent all your money. Mm-hmm. We did an experiment. Elroy did. When we were first married, around that same time with that $20, he said, okay, before we can create a spreadsheet, because that's how we tracked out money coming in, going out. This was like in 2020. In 2000. It was around 2000. Correct, yeah. He said, I want you to go for a month, just spend like you normally spend, and just bring me all the receipts. And that's what I did. And he put all his receipts in a category. And he said, you're going to the grocery store a lot. Why are you going to a grocery store? He saw that I was going to the grocery store. If I didn't like what we had in the house to eat, I'll go to the grocery store to get it so I could fix it. And I was going sometimes 3 or 4 times a week on top of my biweekly grocery. Mm-hmm. And he had all those receipts. He said, you go to the grocery store a lot. Let's try this. You go here every 2 weeks and then I'll give you cash for things that we run out and just cut back. And I had to cut back and I had to make what we had instead of just keep going out and buying stuff as it popped in my head.
Now, she's a good cook, so I ain't mad I'm going out and get that stuff. I ain't gonna lie. I ate great. I ain't gonna lie about that. So took care of her brother. Go on,
bad. So from that, he devised the spreadsheet for tracking our money. So we use that spreadsheet even to this day. We turned the spreadsheet, which we'll go into later. That spreadsheet now is an app that we have, a financial budgeting app. It's in Android right now, and we're working. I'm sorry, it's in Google Play Store, and we're working to get some updates to that and then work on the Apple version. But that spreadsheet is what we use from 2000 to today, and now we use the app to manage our money. We had to see, you have to see what you got coming in and what you got going out. If you don't know, then your whole financial future is in disarray. You have no idea if you have money to pay your bills. You don't have money to give your kids for lunch money. They're going on a field trip. You don't know if you have the money because you have no idea where you're spending your money.
Yeah, you're sending a mouth for it now. You're sending a mouth
for it. You have no idea. And a lot of us, I like to listen to these stories on Reddit, this gentleman, he gave his daughter his debit card because she was in school, college, and he wanted to make sure she had what she needed until she found a job. He did not pay attention to his money, and that girl spent most of his retirement money.
I didn't know that. That's wild.
She spent to start her own business that failed because they told her don't start it because she needed more experience. She went and took that debit card, but she was supposed to use it to buy school supplies and things like that. She started, rented a place and went through that man's retirement money, all because he did not check until like 3 or 4 months later. He had to work at least 3 or 4 more years, he said, to make up for the money she spent, because he did not track his money. He got so caught up in life and working that he never even looked. And his money, she spent it. And had nothing to show for it. So, yeah. So we have to be mindful of our money. We have to. We cannot just mindlessly swipe and spend and order online and order it. You have to be mindful. So get a system going where you checking it once a week. Sit down on, say, a Sunday evening, because most time people are decompressing and relaxing, getting themselves ready for the upcoming week. Take all your receipts and see where you're spending your money, and then decide, okay, I just spent too much money at ABC store, so I'm going to cut that back.
Now she's saying ABC, as in the ABC liquor store. She's like
XYZ store.
She gonna go into the liquor store a lot. You know, it's just a figure of speech. She's using ABC as an example. 1, 2, 3 store. Let's use numbers here.
Right.
1, 2, 3 store.
So just pick a time, choose a downtime for you to sit and get all your receipts. Everywhere you go, get your receipt. And then sit it out and see where you're spending your money. And then decide, was that a need? Was that a want? Can I cut back here? Can I cut back here?
Yeah.
You have to be able to, you cannot make financial decisions if you're not aware of where you stand financially.
You're right. You know, you living in the dark. And then when things happen and it comes to light, you're like, well, where did this come from? How did this happen? Well, you're your own worst enemy. So here's what I always tell people. It takes you overnight to get in debt, but it takes you years to get out of it. So a moment of relapse or a bad decisions can cost you months and maybe years to get out of that agony. So you got to be careful when you make this life-altering decision, especially when it impacts not just yourself, but others, a spouse, a child. You know, we got to get out of the selfish habit of just, you know, I'm gonna take care of me for now and worry about the consequences later, because that does happen. As my wife already knows, we got a client that's, you know, just like, I'm gonna do this and you guys can dig me out. And when I told the client, well, it's gonna take you almost 2 years to get out of this situation. What? Like, oh yeah, you thought because you can go out and spend this money overnight that it's gonna be overnight to get it out? No. You got to live by a budget and you got to still build. So that was eye opening for this client, and the client's like saying, "Oh my gosh, this is terrible." Yeah, it's because you didn't consult with us, or you went and did your own thing. So you gotta be wise. You gotta have an accountability partner. You know, when you do these kind of things. Now, if you both are bad decision making, then that's bad, because somebody has to be smart when it comes to getting that person off the mantle, making these kind of decisions. Now, me and Rob, we do a good job of balancing each other out. You know. We share what we want to buy. We let the other person know we buy a big ticket item. But one thing we do, we keep track of our finances. And we even all have our own little spending pot. You know, she gets them out and I get them out. And sometimes she spends mine and spends hers too, you know. And that's okay, because that's my money. I give it to her. But once it's gone, it's gone, you know. But we feed off of each other. We making sure that the decision that we're making is one that it's going to build us forward, or it's not going to set us back at least. Or if the setback is going to come where we know we got to spend, let's say a trip, and let's say the trip costs $5,000. It's a planned trip. Okay, we're going to go and get a trip, pay it off, or charge to a card and pay off the card because it's 12 months down the road. We're not going to say, hey, we want to go to Los Angeles tomorrow. Let's charge a card up. It's not planned. What an emergency. So we plan 12 to 18 months out and start saving for it. So when it comes time to book it and buy it, the money is there, so the impact is less great. You know you're going to have Christmas. You know you're going to have birthdays. You know you're going to have parties. You know the summer is coming. You know all these things. So why not set some money aside for those kind of things? Track it. you know, your spreadsheet, you know, piece of paper. You got to have somewhere where you put this money in and you know what's in it. You know what your balance is. You know what your savings is. You got to have a measurement to know what's going on in your life. You just can't just walk through life and say, oh, let me check my balance. Well, that balance may not be accurate based on some checks that you had outstanding. That's where you get in trouble. That's where the ATM fees come in. You're taking money in your account. That's where the balance check come in. That's where all these things are shortages, overdraft payments and stuff come in. Right there. Right there.
And what? And when you write it down, that's write it down or a spreadsheet or the envelope method, then you can see where your issues lie. Like, oh my goodness, I have a shoe fetish. So I bought four pair of shoes this week.
That's right. That's
and you're
right.
Like, okay, I got to do that's something really about that. Yeah, or I go to Starbucks. Oh, sorry, Starbucks. I go to Dunkin' Donuts. McDonald's
for coffee. She goes outside to a restaurant. Let's just
they go get coffee somewhere, right. and you have a lot of receipts from the coffee place. Like, oh my goodness, I'm spending too much money. I'm giving too much money to the coffee people. And one thing
that's good. You talk about coffee because I was always getting coffee, like, you know, like from the job and stuff. So my wife went out and bought me some individual packets, right? And so now I can make my own coffee and I take it to work and it only costs me how much those packages cost, those that you bought me, the little small packages, like $1, $6?
How much it costs? It's $1.
And it has about 10 to 15 packages in there. So $1 gives me now 12 cups of coffee versus one cup of coffee costs me $12.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes just as great when I make it than when someone else makes it for me. So now I have the difference of $6 a day coffee versus, you know, you add $6 times, you know, you go to work 5 days, you know, that can be expensive, $30 a week. But if I take one package per day, it's still going to cost me that same $1 because I got to pack them. So now I can save $29 to go into my kitty to go towards something else. You got to find ways to make yourself better
right.
for us counting your dollars and knowing where it's going. But I mean, there's just right. so many ways to track it and so many ways to... I can say cut corners, but to make wise decisions. When you use the word cutting corners, sometimes people say I'm cutting a corner, and eventually that cutting corner is going to be eliminated. So I just always try to say make a wiser decision, because that way it can be a continuation of what you decide on, and you can continue to make those kind of decisions down the road.
And you may be spending money and not realizing that you're spending a lot at a certain location. You're not even giving it thought. And you don't know it until you have all your receipts laid out and you realize the pile for this location, this store, is bigger than the other piles. And you'd be like, whoa, I didn't realize I was spending that kind of money. I'm giving them $70 a month at this one place. You don't know that until you actually do this, manage your money by tracking it and categorizing it and knowing where it goes. Then you can make better decisions.
Let me tell y'all something. There's an app out there in the Google Store. It's called Bags of Money. It's an app that you can use and it will help you track what you have. It does not attach to your bank. It's basically what you put in. That allows you to see what you have daily. It allows you to put your income in there. You put your income in there once and then you get paid for a job like every 2 weeks or monthly. It's going to automatically put those income amount in there. And you can modify those amounts. If it's $1 or $2 off, you can go in there and modify just $1 or $2 as you get paid. Same thing for expenses. You know, you have bills come every month. So now you have something that's in there already. Only you got to add to are things that you do once, you know, solo entries like gas or restaurants or laundry stuff. Add those things in there and it's going to update your amount moving forward. So today you may have an amount of $3,000 in your account. You can go down and scroll down to the weekly or monthly view and you can see your balance is now, I don't know, maybe a different, it's going to be a different amount. And that's based on your income you got coming in and the frequency of it and your expenses you got going out and the frequency of it. It allows you to make wise decisions. So if you know 2 months in a row you want to go to out to eat and you know you're going to spend $100, you click on that day like, ooh, on this day, it's telling me I'm only going to have $50. You know on that day you can't go out to eat. Or you know why? You go back, you can see all the bills you got coming in. All it just shows you your habits.
Right, right. So you set it up. It's a standalone app. It does not tie into your bank account. What it asks you to look at is your available checking balance. And once you put that in, then you put in all the income you have, how often you get paid, or how often you receive that money. And then you put in all your expenses and how often you pay those expenses. Then for those, like you said, those standalone items, say somebody give you Cash App, you some money, you can put that in as a one-time occurrence, as a Cash App, you received it, now that's part of your income. If you go to the gas station and you only go every 2 weeks, then you can put that one-time occurrence in as $20 for gas for that one day. And then from those, that information you put in, it extrapolates down months down the road, unless you make any changes to it, from your checking account, which you, the income you put in, the expenses you take out, it can tell you what you'll have down the road. We also have it, it updates it. And we also have it that the graph, it's a graph, a pie chart that shows you, okay, you're spending this big slice of pie is from entertainment. You spend a lot on entertainment, and the little thin line is savings. It's going to show you where your money is going in a great, because I'm a visual person. So from that, I can see, oh my goodness, the slice of pie for shoes is way bigger than the slice of pie for savings. So from that, I can tell, oh, I need to cut back on, increase my savings and decrease my shoe spending.
Right.
So this app will help you track your money. It helps you and it gets you engaged, because you have to manually, those solo occurrences, those one-time occurrences, you have to put manually put those in to update your financial picture. So this app is a blessing, because this is what we use to manage our money. We can see, we can extrapolate down months down the road based on the reoccurring stuff, and then the one-time occurrences as we go along, we add it. We can extrapolate what we're gonna have, say, the end of June. So if you're looking for a tool to help you track your spending, this is definitely the tool for you. Go to the Google Play Store, go and search on Bags of Money app and download it. The first 30 days is free. You can try it out. You can play around with it. You can enter your data. You can update your data. You can change your data and then see how it can help you down the road.
Right. The thing I like about the app is when you open the app up on the homepage, it gives you your checking balance automatically. And it tells you for the month if you gonna have a surplus or a shortage for the month. And then also on the same page, it gives you your checking balance. And then if you go, the good thing about this app, it doesn't put everything in one place as far as your checking, as far as your income and your expenses. Income has its own register and lists of when things happen, and same to the expense. But then it ties those two together to give you your current checking balance on any given day. We kept it separate because sometimes it can be convoluted as far as your income when you get paid and expenses. It's all mixed in there. So we wanted to keep it separate so you can see very easily. Look at expenses. You see that's a list by itself. You see income, it's a list by itself. But the two, like I said, the two together, it creates your checking balance. Today is a checking balance. It shows you tomorrow's checking balance. It shows you next week's checking balance, potential checking balance based on what you put in the system. It shows you next month's potential checking balance. And that's what I love about the app. It can tell you to a penny what is predicting on your habits and what you have put in the system, what your balance can potentially be on that day. Of course, if you add from it and you take from it, it's going to update and extrapolate everything in the future automatically. It's not going to update tomorrow. It's going to update tomorrow and the next day and the next day and on and on and on. So it's been tried, tested, and proven. And this, like my wife said earlier, this app is based on how I did my spreadsheet. I can predict on it. And the spreadsheet I had, it was like, I know how much money we have in that account based on the spreadsheet. And people like saying, why you need to know that? Because I need to know if I'm going to have enough money in my checking account tomorrow. Not so much that when the bills are due, but how much I'm going to have. So then the last piece is that you know when the bill is due. You can click on that date the bill is due and you can see when that bill is due. Oh, whoo, that check will clear. That bill will clear because I have $250 in my account. I have $1,000 in my account because it's going to put it on that date that the bill is due. So that is the neat feature about this app. It's going to have you, as my wife says, dialed in to your finances.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you, honey. This is a great session. You know, that's our mission. It's like you said, is to help out people with their finances. And then as part of our mission, we created the app. We didn't want to just have it for ourselves. We wanted to share it, you know, and this is us sharing the app with the world. And we think it's a very useful tool. And why is it useful? Because Robert and I have been doing finances and helping out people for years. And this has been a principle behind how I've done things and how I've helped manage people's finances. I just put it into an app, you know. So I use a spreadsheet. And I still have the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet was 15, 20 years old. And people are amazed when I show them old data. And it's good because I can see where we come from, where we are now. I'm like, man, I made that much money. Ooh, wow, we had that bill. Oh, we had that. It just amazes me how we was able to live on just a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
But we live a great life, a blessed right. life.
Because we knew what we had and where it mm-hmm. was going. We paid yes. attention to it.
Mm-hmm. We did.
We paid attention. We did. Yeah. So the spreadsheet is what we use
it's
the foundation for everything that we're doing. Mm-hmm. That we help mm-hmm. it. Use it to help our clients, our one-on-one clients that come to us and need some financial coaching. We also point them to the app. And our passion is helping people be financially aware. So that's why we're doing this podcast. So Gifted Generation's mission is just to help people be more in tune to their finances and just help them be aware to make better decisions and to live a better life, because you can't mm-hmm. serve two masters. So, mm-mm. and our slogan is for the app is same money,
same
new,
money
level.
New level.
And we take the
mean?
Same
what's
money.
What does that mean? There you go.
We take the same money, like Edward said, the spreadsheet, he can go back and look how well we lived on such little money. But that was because we took the money, managed it, and it took us to another level in our lives. A lot of people think that they need to find part-time jobs. Sometimes you do, but only get the job if you know exactly where you are financially right now. If you're getting it just to get more stuff, then you always going to be chasing that dollar. Yeah. So the app is based off of helping us manage our money, be aware. And that's what we like to do. And that's why we're doing this podcast, to just take topics that we think people need to hear and that will spark some interest in within themselves, that they will go and research and dig deeper and be better managers of their money. Yeah. Because it's hard when you're struggling financially. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely hard when you're struggling financially. But you can take a little and do a lot.
A little and do a lot. I had a client that was telling me, I need to find a part-time job to pay off these bills. I kept saying, no, you don't. You just buckle up. And I said, you give me a few months. And I said, no. And I did a quick review of what spending habits. I said, you give me a few months. I said, I can almost guarantee you that if you're willing not to get a part-time job, we can free yourself up in a few months. And you can see all the money you have extra to do towards a thing that can pay for a part-time job. And when we met that goal, the client was like, oh my gosh, I never needed a part-time job. I just know you need to manage what you have. So sometimes you have the money in your hands and it's just how you manage it. You can pay yourself like a part-time job. But when you have 8 to 10 credit cards, you got all these loans and stuff out of whack, that's your part-time job. You giving it to somebody else. Eliminate that. That's all the money you've extra to apply towards the area of your life, savings, retirement. Pay yourself. That's how you pay yourself forward. Not paying it forward for somebody else to have a bigger yacht. They decide, no, should I get the Mercedes Benz or should I get the Lexus? That's a decision that you're giving money to that they're making. Versus you saying, do I need to get a Yugo? I don't know. I'm just saying you can make wiser decisions with the money that you have versus giving it to somebody else, making bigger, better decisions. That's your money that you're giving. It's your money that you're giving to them.
Right. Right.
No, sir.
And that's one thing I say. I'm not giving all my money to them. They already rich. I'm not giving it all to them. Not working to give all my money away.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up, and we can give you guys our handles. So on our podcast, you actually can find it on our website. It's giftedgenerations-llc.com/podcast. And that's a good way if you want to download all these different apps to listen to podcasts. You can go to our website, and there's a player right there. You can find all the podcasts that we've done. We're also on Facebook. You can find us under Gifted Gen LLC. And on Instagram, we can be located at gif.gen. That's gif.gen. And of course, you can find all our postings on YouTube. That's Gifted Generations LLC. You can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio under Financeology 101. And then our Twitter handle is at GiftedGen 2019. 2019 stands for when we were established. I want to thank my lovely wife because she put all these podcasts together. And also be mindful, we're going to be on another podcast. Is it the 28th, baby?
Yes. All right. The 28th.
I forget all the information. I'm sorry to bring it up impromptu. To bring it up, that's my apologies for not planning that out. Because my wife is a true planner. She doesn't like surprises. So surprise. So.
But that podcast that we're being a guest on someone else's podcast and speaking about finances.
Right.
I'll make sure that podcast get posted on our social media platform so everyone can listen to that one as well.
Right. Okay. So I want to thank you guys for listening in. I want to thank my wife for continues to ride and rock with me on this here journey. She's been a trooper.
Thank you.
She's a foxhole kind of girl. And not that she's only just foxy, but she's a foxhole kind of girl. I'll be being foxhole with you any kind of day. We're going to come out at winter eve every time because we win, baby.
That's right.
So y'all listen to this podcast. Listen to other ones. We have all kinds of topics. We talk about several different things. I think we own like 60 something now podcasts that we've been doing,
which is
a lot. You know, it's a lot. And people like saying, y'all still doing it? Wow. Like, are you listening? If you are, then you can see why we're doing it because we are touching people.
There's a lot of topics you can talk about.
A lot of topics, a lot of downloads. If you guys have any suggestions, send it to us, what you want to hear from us. You know, hey, we'll take suggestions and we can definitely try to tap into some of those resources to hear some of the things that you want us to talk about. You can email us to also to go to our website, giftedgenerations-llc.com. Contact us and tell us what you want to hear from us, and we definitely can look into doing those things too. We want to be a resource for the world, not just for us, a resource for the world. All right,
okay.
Baby. That's about it. I want to thank you again.
No problem.
Love you. Appreciate you.
All right. All right. Thanks, everybody. Right. Have a good night.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.